Good morning, podcast audience. This is Ken Hodge, branch president of Columbus, Ohio, with a Sunday morning podcast for you. Hey, listen, today I'm just trying a new format, no music, just getting right to the facts, or getting right to my opinion. I want to start off by telling you, in times like these, we need stronger union representation. In times like these, we need union representatives that are aggressive, not so much passive. In times like these, you need your branch president actively doing the job you elected him to do. Hey, listen, currently in Columbus, Ohio, management has again attempted to show themselves as managers, and I do say attempt to show themselves as managers, and they are curtailing most of the overtime that was paid in that building. Let me say this to you, folks. That's their right to control operational costs. Again, they don't know how to do it. They're taking a stab in the dark by just cutting off the overtime, hoping that all the mail don't back up. But I want you to understand, don't be upset at them for that. First thing is I want you to understand is they can't maintain it. Okay, I've been in Columbus since 2000, not seen it done. But let's not be upset at them for trying. But what we have to do is understand that it is their right, it is their responsibility to control labor costs. Again, they're attempting to reduce the overtime, and that's a decision that they made. Only thing I say to the employees is you have to be very careful and very mindful right now, because normally when management reduces overtime, what it does is it starts a vicious cycle of mail handlers turning on mail handlers for the little bit of overtime that management do allow you to get. This is why I said in times like these, we need aggressive union leadership. If the overtime isn't there, and anybody with eyes can see the mail in Columbus is drying up, then it's not there, folks. You can't make management pay overtime because you need the money and there is no mail. And trust me, there's probably nobody in that building more anti-management than Ken Hodge. But I want you to say, want you to know, right is right. Every 2 weeks or every week, again, another SOP, your union leadership, they hate when I use that word SOP, but another SOP from the Ken Hodge administration. My chief stewards, every 2 weeks, were instructed without being asked, you run overtime grievances, overtime violations, you get that overtime alert roster, you look at every single person on that list that's not on the overtime desire list. If they work overtime, you get your paperwork together to file a grievance for that overtime desire list person. I say again, every day, I don't mean some days, every day that an MHA works over 8 hours and an overtime desire list person didn't get overtime, that's a grievance. Now, I got to tell you something. I don't know if your union is that aggressive at fighting these violations, but I am. And I'll tell you this much. If you feel you've been violated and your union is not progressively pursuing, your overtime violation, well, you see me. I'll show you how to do it. Yeah, don't listen to that nonsense talk from current union personnel that I don't know what I'm doing. You can just dismiss that. They should do it, but if they won't do it, then you see me. I'll show you how to do it. Yeah, your local president has got me in a position where I can't do it for you, but I can sure show you how to do it. You look around that building. Again, I still have issues with bids. I've got a couple of cases going in on bids. Hey, folks, you know what might be a bad thing? I'm sorry if I'm a little tied-tongued here this morning. Get a copy of your bid and see if you're actually working the bid that you bid on. Columbus is notorious for giving you a bed and moving you somewhere else. Columbus is notorious for making sure you can't have a change of schedule while everyone else gets a change of schedule. Columbus is notorious for ensuring that they maintain a high level of disparity in treatment through all employees. And I'm going to tell you something, without aggressive union leadership, it is going to continue to expand. Right now, we have a situation where you got a lot of your old managers back. And listen to me very carefully. I'm not saying good managers, bad managers, old managers. Managers from the past are now coming back on the work floor. And guess what else is coming back? Total disregard for your contract. We have arbitration that we are not, I'm segueing over to my level 5 drivers now. We have arbitration that states we are not pool drivers. And when I say pool drivers, I mean we have a bid. We have an area of responsibility. And I'm going to tell you something. I see that wiggling away. You have managers who come to you a lot more courteous than previous managers and ask you, they're bringing you in on overtime to drive in different areas. Wrong. They're asking you in the middle of your day to go to different areas and pull mail. Wrong. And we are not doing anything about it. Now, let me tell you something. And when I say wrong, I mean, if I'm driving on the apps and there's mail on the apps, management should not be asking me to go over to the North Dock to pull mail in. That's a dock employee's job. But they do it, and they do it with such regularity, and nobody's saying anything. Now, I'm going to tell you something. I do realize when I put this information out that most of it, and I know it sounds ugly, your union, current union representative don't have the experience to aggressively pursue it. And union reps, again, I know my words sound a little harsh, but I really don't mean them to be harsh. And if you think I'm playing, let me see what you did with it. They don't have the compassion, the drive to go after these things aggressively. In fact, your current union, if you don't bring the grievance to them, they won't file a grievance. I see your union reps working beside management, doing craft work, and not filing grievances. Come on, that's wrong on so many different levels. This podcast this morning, it ain't about slamming your union representation. It's about trying to wake them up. You're there. You're in position. People kind of depend on you to do something, and you're not doing it. You're letting management come in and set up that same old system that you elected a new president to disband. Again, folks, if you are a bid driver, your area is your bid. Management should not be coming to you saying, okay, you drive an automation. Hey, can you do me a favor and come over here and pull this mail from the universal sorter? Wrong. And that is happening with such regularity and such consistent frequency that it's turning into another bid job for you. And I'm telling you, if you don't stand up and fight it, before long, all level 5 drivers are going to be pool drivers. You come to work and go to work wherever management wants you to go. And I'm telling you, that's wrong. Yeah, I don't want to hear that nonsense about if you don't become a team player, you're ruining the organization. No, management ruins the organization. Now, they will take your overtime to make sure, again, trying to lower costs. But something as simple as putting the correct bid number on the placards that direct you to dispatch mail, that's impossible to do. You see, this is why I'm so hard on management. They do the silly things. They do the things that agitate employees rather than build a cohesive unit. And when I segued into that, as a driver, every piece of mail that gets dispatched, it gets dispatched with a placard on it that tells you the date, time, and where it's supposed to go. Well, most of them that have dock doors on them have wrong dock doors on it. If you've got a placard with a dock door on it, 90% of the time it's wrong. Now, let me tell you something. When you placard that mail, that's what's supposed to move that mail. So, hey, mail handlers, when management gives me a placard that says Westerville goes to dock door 66, but now I know it really goes up into the 30s, if I put it on 66, am I wrong? Am I not following its directions? Now, something that simple, they won't fix, but they'll take your overtime and make you come to work and try to get you to do two jobs instead of your job. That's their way of thanking you. You got to wake up, folks, and you got to be smarter than that. So I say to management, if you are really attempting to be efficient and run postal operations, why don't you correct some of those things that are within your power to correct? But that's too simple for you. Why would we do the simple thing? And right now, every single piece of mail that I have to dispatch, I got to check the new doctor schedule and write the correct number on that placard. And I do that all day, every day, because I'm not trying to memorize where things go. And again, I'm not required to memorize where things go. That's why we have placards, and that's why we have those sheets of paper that tell you where all mail is dispatched from. And I use it every day. Now, all management had to do or has to do is put the correct doctors on your placards. And guess what? You just picked up at least 40 extra minutes of dispatch time from your drivers. Now, again, I know most of the drivers don't do it because most of the drivers bounce back and forth between areas with no attempt to file grievances on them. And I got to tell you, I'm putting this information out, and I know that you have no strong leadership, so I don't really expect you to grab a hold to it, because sometimes we need that leadership that's going to forge through and allow you to follow, as opposed to you do it and let the union follow you. No, I say the union should begin to get aggressive with stopping drivers being used in multiple areas. The union should be aggressive in... If management is going to curtail the overtime, they should be aggressive in ensuring overtime is given out in rotation. They should be making sure if you work on the dock, you're not coming in for overtime on the universal sorter unless that section has already been maxed out. Hey, listen, folks, this is just a quick Sunday morning podcast for me. Hey, we got to wake up because Columbus management is going back to that same old nonsense that you voted the last president out of office because you want to change. And here we are slipping right back into it. Wake up, folks. You can't expect any help from your local headquarters. Your local president is too busy being occupied with keeping me out of office. So don't expect any help from there. In fact, I don't even know if he know how to help you. But don't expect any help from there. I'm sorry, I got to cut this off with, you got to vote me back in office, because I'm that person that can get this under control. Hey, have a great day. This is Kenny Hodge. 180 degrees, new direction, movement, trying to build a stronger local 304. Hey, and on a side note, not mail handler business, but APWU business. Our clerk unions are currently in elections right now. And I want to tell you, a buddy of mine is running for election. Again, I can make this announcement on my podcast because APWU members, letter carriers, I have all crafts that listen to the podcast. So I want to say to the APWU, a friend of mine, an associate of mine, Rick Farrell, is running for recording secretary. He's been a steward over a decade covering city stations and now CityGate. He's currently a trustee for the health plan coordinator. He is stepping down as trustee to run for recording secretary, which will give him a position on the executive board and will be able to help make decisions, and he will be able to help make decisions that guide our unions in the future. Now, let me say this about Rick, and again, please understand, I am not getting into clerk union business. Not going to do that. But again, Rick and I worked together on a few issues, and I enjoy working with him. And all I can say to the members of the American Postal Workers Union in Columbus, Ohio, and surrounding areas, if you like Rick as a steward, you're going to love him as the recording secretary. Have a good day. Hey, best of luck to you, Rick. This is Kenny Hodge saying, I'm out.